Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 15th, 2015. Today is the fourth Sunday in Lent. Our gospel passage for the Eucharist today was drawn from the third chapter of John. For those of us who've been following along with the daily office readings from the Gospel of John, we've already passed by this passage once earlier on in the Lenten season. The third chapter of John tells the story of Nicodemus, a religious leader, coming to Jesus in the cover of darkness to inquire about Jesus' mission and message. Nicodemus and Jesus have quite an exchange, and it's clear from that exchange that oftentimes Nicodemus is confused. He's as much in the darkness mentally as he is physically. Jesus is using words that Nicodemus understands, but it's still a little dark as to exactly what it is that Jesus means. I can imagine Nicodemus trying to wrap his head around what Jesus is telling him and maybe saying, "You sure could shed some light on this. You keep saying things, and the more you tell me, the more in the dark I feel." Well, Jesus gives quite a few things to Nicodemus that he has to sort of take in and think about. The notion that to be a part of God's mission in the world, one must be born from above, that happens earlier on in the third chapter. And there's quite the conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus about what does it mean to be born from above. And then Jesus gives a foreshadowing of his own death to Nicodemus about being lifted up, and lifting up here is obviously a reference to crucifixion, but in some ways it's also a notion that the object upon which Jesus will be raised, the cross, will be the object by which he is exalted as well. And that phrase, lifted up, will appear again in John's Gospel later on as Jesus gets closer to his destiny of crucifixion. I've already preached on John 3:16 today, the golden text of Scripture, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." And I actually reflected on John 3:16 when this passage came about earlier in Lent in the daily office. But what I said in this morning's sermon that maybe bears repeating is that Jesus makes a statement here in John 3:16 about the whole world. And I don't know about you, but it is hard for me to get my very small brain around what it means for Jesus to make such a statement. That God loves the world, meaning the world and all the people in it, through all time and in all time, for all time. You know, there are billions and billions of people on the earth, and even as extroverted as I am, I only know a few hundred. It's hard for me to get my understanding wrapped around the fact that God knows each and every human being intimately, and that God loves each of them individually. It's not some general kind of amorphous love, but it is love directed at very specific individuals in and through all time. As I reflected upon Nicodemus this morning, I mentioned that he only appears in the Gospel of John. He appears three times, this one conversation with Jesus in the middle of the night. A few chapters over is when Nicodemus is actually defending Jesus' ministry to his fellow Pharisees at a gathering of people as they are concerned about whether or not they need to put the kibosh on Jesus' ministry. And the last time that Nicodemus appears is on that first Good Friday when he assists Joseph of Arimathea in burying Jesus. As I thought about the sermon for today, and as I said in the sermon today, maybe the way that Nicodemus came to understand that God loved the whole world is that through his dealings with Jesus, Nicodemus came to understand that God loved Nicodemus. And like I wondered aloud in the sermon this morning, I wonder how many of us really do believe that. Really do believe that God loves each and every one of us with a love that will not die, with a love that lasts from the cradle to the grave and beyond, with a love that keeps on reaching out for each and every one of us. I wonder how our lives could be different if we could really get our heads around that truth. That we are loved for who we are for all time, and that we are accepted. It seems to me that that is the good news of the gospel. God does not just love in generalities, but God loves specifically each one of us. And the way that God has demonstrated that love is by giving God's own self in the person of this man we call Jesus the Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to the end that all who believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's good news, and that's light in the darkness. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son Jesus came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives light to the world, evermore give us this bread that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.